People may not believe that this program is totally unrehearsed, but so it is. We have, starting from this microphone position, in the studios of KRHM tonight, Mr. Victor Pacheco of Panama, Mr. Bud DeShiel of Nogales, Los Angeles, Cosmo Alley, etc., and Mr. Theodore Bikel of just about anywhere. And they are going to put together a program. Mr. Bikel and Mr. Pacheco have met for the first time this evening. Mr. Bikel and Mr. DeShiel know each other rather well, having worked on the same platform often enough. Thank you, sir. Mr. Pacheco has not sung with these gentlemen before. It should be a rather interesting concoction. Now, what we're going to do is simply turn the program over, quite literally, to the participants therein, and if we think of anything impertinent to say, we'll be back. Meanwhile, Mr. Bikel.
Well, all I can say is it's the laziest way to run the program, Mr. Weschner.
Yes, but I've got to bend over like a turkle, you see.
Having one of my own, I know. Listen to the quality of the CAPS mic.
Bud, you want to clear your throat?
Not just yet. I'll wait till we're halfway through a song.
How about you, Victor?
That's okay.
Any bird calls?
No. The audience is not supposed to clear their throats.
As some of you people may know, this is what's known as a promotional plug. Mr. Theodore Bikel has a program of his very own called Theodore Bikel at Home, which may take place on the polar ice cape or in the midst of the Belgian Congo or on the 20th Century Limited, or even in Greenwich Village, of all outlandish places.
Please, please, we have many listeners there.
Yes. In any case, it takes place at 10 in the evening on Saturdays on KRHM, at 11 on Mondays on WBAI, and what's your time on WFMT, even though they won't hear
it? In Chicago, 10 to 11 on Wednesdays.
There you go. He covers the week, he covers the continent. What are you going to cover musically?
This coming week?
No, right now.
Oh, right now, I see. Well, let's do a song. Something novel, huh? A thing which I've never done on radio before. And it's the sequel to John Henry.